So, could you start off by introducing yourself and your position with the organization that you're with there?
Melanie Moran, Fire Information Officer for the SUP Fort.
And so, can you tell me a little bit about these stats that just came out regarding June being the month with the fewest amount of fires? That's, I guess, good news for you guys.
Absolutely. So wildfire statistics for the province of Quebec in June, lowest in at least the last 40 years since we've been keeping uniform statistics. So again, very few wildfires throughout the month of June, and all, again, very, very explainable by the weather that we had throughout the month.
And you can go into that a little bit there. So it was just because of the rain, or was it the frequency and the timing of it as well?
Frequency and timing of the rain that we had, because it was, you know, a long day of rain and then a day or two of nice weather, but then rain again. So, like, you know, that the pattern of the different weather depressions that came in made it so that the forest and the different vegetation never really dried out. We just kind of kept a high level of humidity in the forest, and there never really built any conditions that were to create an occasion for a wildfire to break out.
And what is that period there in between that you need to actually to fully dry out and become a dangerous situation there?
So the time of year really plays a big factor on how much time it takes for the forest to dry out. At the beginning of the season, we all remember that May was very warm and dry, and we had lots of fire bans on, and there were quite a few forest fires in the province of Quebec. And that was because green up hadn't happened. Grasses were still yellow, you know, there weren't leaves out. So a few hours, half a day of sun and wind, everything had dried out. At this time of year, with the amount of greenery that we have out, it will take a bit more time. Several days of dry weather, but again, that is all very conditional on will we have strong winds, the relative humidity in the air. So there are a lot of variables. We ask that people continue to verify the fire danger rating that we publish on our website. It's the best indicator of the danger that there is.
And from what I recall there from the statistics, it's June had something like only 10 fires total or something like that. But do you have numbers for the Outaouais or the Pontiac specifically?
So in the Pontiac and as well in the Outaouais, there were no fires within the month of June. Busy again, April, May, and then absolutely no fires within those MRCs for the month of June.
Jeez. And you said that this is 40 years since anything like this has happened?
So, yeah, exactly. In the last 40 years, we've never recorded such low statistics for the month of June. And again, that number comes from the fact that it has been that many years since we've been keeping the uniform statistics. And again, all we'll have to see how we finish at the end of the season, because we had a busy beginning of the season, and you know the rest we'll have to see. So, but yes, a quiet June.
And we had talked about this before when we talked in the spring about the specific types of fires that you tend to see in spring versus the types that you tend to see in the summer. Can you talk a little bit about that? It's mostly smaller fires, from what I understand, in the spring, and then you tend to see the ones that get more out of control the longer you go into the summer months?
Yeah, so usually June is our biggest month for forest fires in the province of Quebec. Usually a month that where we see lightning-caused fires, where we see larger fires in the northern portion of the province, the boreal forest, where you do see these huge conflagrations that we kind of, you know, often associate with what we see on the news on television. In springtime, it's, you know, the residential fires, the fires that people will light in their backyard to clean brush, that sort of thing, and then kind of get out of hand. So yes, usually springtime, many fires, but small fires. Throughout the summer, then usually we get fewer fires, but often larger ones, which gladly did not happen in June, but we're still looking ahead and we're going to stay ready for July and August.
And obviously that's probably too far in the future to forecast for, or are you guys preparing for anything specific?
We remain prepared no matter what. But again, we can look at, you know, long-term weather patterns, that sort of thing. But yeah, we rely on no more than a few days ahead of time, such as everyone else does, for concrete weather forecasts.
And just because Quebec lucked out sort of this past month here doesn't mean that the rest of the country is the same. Has SOPFU had to send resources out to other jurisdictions at all, or?
No, we have not. We've not received any requests to send any personnel out. Definitely June, we would have had the resources to send. But for the most part, other than the northwestern part of the country, it's been pretty quiet across Canada for the moment.
The far north there in Quebec was mentioned in the press release that got sent out. Can you talk a little bit about how fires are treated up there differently than they are in the protected zones further south?
Yeah. So in the Northern Protection Zone, which we're talking about the James Bay and even heading all the way up towards Cojuac, that area is definitely treated a little bit differently. In the southern portion, we intervene on every fire systematically. Once we get into the Northern Protection Zone, then to maximize our resources, maximize our intervention, also for ecological reasons, we will evaluate if the fire is not threatening any communities, any important infrastructure, then we will let it burn and just continue to monitor it. If there is a threat, then we will definitely intervene. And June was, especially the first part of June, was a busy season, busy months for that portion of the province. We saw quite a few fires. We did have to intervene on a few. But yeah, so that definitely was kept us a bit busy in the northern portion.
Melanie, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that you forgot to mention there earlier, I'll give you the last word here.
Just to ensure that people don't become complacent, June was very quiet, but we still have many 2 more months of nice warm summer weather, hopefully. We ask that people continue to verify the fire danger, and while they're out and about on vacation, always make sure to put out their campfires.